A year after the East Africa food crisis, Somalia is facing a fresh emergency as poor rains and conflict threaten to plunge vulnerable Somalis back into hunger. We've achieved an enormous amount over the past year, saving thousands of children's lives. We've reached almost 500,000 people in Somalia alone, 3 million people across the region. And we've provided food, water, healthcare, medicine, and education and child protection to children all over East Africa. But it's not enough. That progress is fragile, and it may be reversed unless Save the Children and other aid agencies are able to continue our life-saving work. Work that's made more difficult every day by conflict and lack of funding. Now early warning systems are saying that poor rains are going to delay the harvest in south central Somalia. And that was the epicentre of last year's emergency. Hardest hit will be the 1.4 million Somalis already displaced by drought and conflict. Children are still dying every single day in Somalia because they don't have enough to eat, and we urgently need to make funds available. We can't abandon these families. It would be a tragedy if the huge effort we've put in over the past year that saved so many children was undone because the world's attention had moved elsewhere and the funding had dried up. Hunger emergencies like this are preventable. If we don't tackle the chronic issues that give rise to them, the families who every day aren't getting enough to eat to stay healthy, the children who are stunted and never grow to their full potential, we're always going to be dealing with emergencies. The acute phases of these emergencies are just that. They're phases of an underlying crisis which continues. We're working hard to respond to both the ongoing emergencies and those chronic issues that underlie them. It's absolutely essential that we're able to continue our work in Somalia, and that means long-term funding committed to stamping out the chronic causes of hunger, and also funding to meet the emergencies, to be able to respond to them and be able to make sure that children who are caught up in these emergencies aren't allowed to die and are given the chance to survive. It's not too late to help Somalia. We've done an awful lot over the past year, but there's so much more to do, and we can't turn our back on them now. It's been a year since the crisis came to the world's attention, and we're going to do everything we can to keep it there.